Clock is ticking down. They have one timeout remaining. And now they will snap it with 30 seconds. They go on the ground to Bossy up the middle. Bossy towards the goal line. He's in for a score. Andrew Bossy puts Scituate a point away with 27 seconds left on the clock. You talk about people having stones. Herb Devine's got a full-blown quarry in his khakis. They're going for it for two. They break the huddle. Gates under center in the backfield. Hodlin, Morley, and Sullivan. They snap on the ground. Sullivan into the end zone. Scituate goes up by a point with 27 seconds remaining.
What a push. I mean, that hole was so wide. Just fantastic push up front from the left side of that Scituate offense. You had Danny Thompson and Michael Chesky. I mean, Sullivan walked into that end zone. Nobody touched him.
The Sailors fan section is going absolutely B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Wow. Duxbury is stunned. 13 years, the Patriot League has been run by the Dragons. And now, 27 seconds away from the Sailors extinguishing the Dragons' flame.
All right, first question for the boys. We've got Sailors in-house. Thank you. October 17th, 2007 mean anything to this team?
That was the last time that Duxbury lost, right?
That's right. Last time Duxbury lost in league. Yep. Unbelievable. You end that run. First and foremost, congratulations. Secondly, I got to ask, I don't know. It seems like there was... This has been kind of a theme of the night, is that we've had some underdog champions, and it did feel like you guys were getting picked against. How much did that motivate you? You only lost by a point in the first go round, and nobody had you. So, how did that play in? How motivated were you coming into that game?
I mean, going into the game, like we said, we had really no pressure. We saw that a bunch of people chose against us. And they were kind of riding the Duxbury hype train with that offense. I mean, all respect to them. They're a great team, but we have some ballers on our side too. And I think just seeing all that, what everyone was saying about us, definitely motivated us and pushed us to get that W. And it wasn't easy, but we did it.
Just take us through that final sequence. Like, there had to be a million thoughts going through your head there. And then Devine, I think Quinn and I had the exchange on the air. Quinn asked, "You played for Herb Devine years ago. What's he doing in this situation?" I said, "He's going for it. Of course he's going for it."
Of course.
And you knew it as soon as you ran to the sidelines. How were you feeling in that moment?
Honestly, when we scored, I was telling Andrew this, when we scored, I thought we were tied. And then I looked at the scoreboard, and I was like, oh my god, we gotta go for two. But coach was like, we're going for it. We all were confident in his play call, and then they called a timeout, and then we kind of just switched the play to the other side, and I just got some great blocks. Mikey had a great block, and then Jameson Hodlin and Jay Morley in the backfield opened a wide open hole, and I just walked in. So it was awesome.
I want to go to the play before that, too. Andrew, you get the touchdown. Well, first and foremost, I know. You know, you said in the week leading up, I'm 100%, I'm always 100%, but how was the knee going in the game? How was it?
Going in the game, it felt good. It got twisted up a couple times.
Okay.
So I had to get it re-taped, readjusted, but with the adrenaline and everything, it really felt great.
You guys passed the whole way down the field, and he comes in with that call. Wasn't really even a draw, just straight ahead. You're up the gut. When you knew that your number was getting called there, what was the feeling?
I mean, nobody on the field expected a run at that time. The clock was running. I know we still had a timeout left, just in case we didn't get in. But the play that we ran wasn't supposed to go the way it went. It kind of got blown up, but there was a wide open cut back, and it was just right there.
Awesome. Tell me. Well, I guess I'll ask you both here. You know, from each of your moments, you get into the end zone. You still have work to do. You didn't even realize, but I was
too excited celebrating his touchdown.
You guys get in, what's that feeling? Because it was, boy, was it a headache of the second half for you guys offensively. Both sides, the defense obviously keeps you in that game, but nothing's going right. And then to finally get that release with 27 seconds left, what were the emotions of the moment for you?
After I scored, it was more relief.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we did it. Like, we have a chance. And then once he got his 2 points, it was just wow. Like, we really did it. We made this comeback.
And I know you guys were celebrating, but Coach Devine afterwards said that he was still somewhat nervous. How were you able to really just completely shut them down on that final 20-second sequence there?
Yeah, well, we kind of just dropped hard. I mean, Fessa had a really, really strong arm, and he could easily, like, put them into field goal territory if they completed two long passes. But the defense, I think we called a blitz just to get some extra pressure in there. In the first play, threw it down the middle, but it was short. And then Mikey finished off with a sack. And then we thought they were going to be able to get a play. So we were like, are they going to get a playoff? And then we saw the clock tick down to 000s. And that was just awesome. And we went crazy.
Yeah, this is no knock on them, but it felt like you took the win completely out of their sails with the score, because I think they could have maybe got back, but you had four receivers that just stopped. The sack goes down, nobody's moving back. Mm-hmm. Did it set in then for you, or were you like, oh my God, we got this, and tell me about that.
So I lost my voice. I was a little excited for the win, but I think Jameson Hodlin and Marcus and Jack was in on the sack too. Once we got that sack, it was just, I thought the game was over. They couldn't even get a playoff again. So it kind of hit me. I was like, we're state champs. So I was like, what just happened? Like, I couldn't even comprehend what really happened. And then I knew we just made a play, and I guess we got rewarded for it.
Tell me, Michael, there's not a lot of guys that chase down Matt Festa and get him to the ground. And I don't know if there's many guys your size that are chasing him and getting him down, if any at all. What is it? Your speed shocks me every time I see you play. What challenge did he present, and how are you able to contain him and just the defensive line? I mean, so impressive.
I think the coaches believed in us all year, and they kept it really focused on doing your job. And my job is obviously as an end to contain and cage the quarterback. And I think I previously played soccer. I don't know if anyone knew that, but that's where I got like my feet from. Mm-hmm. So I use that to my advantage. And I think my dad telling me that day, he was like, just, it's your last game, play every play like it's your last, take nothing for granted. And I took advantage of that, played every play like it was my last, and I was able to chase him down a few times. But he got me a few times. He's got some speed on me. But
who wins in a foot race, you or Will?
I think me.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, guys, I want to ask here first. They come right out. You guys 3-0 in your first possession of the game. They march right down the field. They get a big score, punt it away. Your next. It was tough going offensively for you to start, and they're up 10-0. Where was the temperament of the team at? Did you feel like, no worries, we got this, we'll settle in? But or was there any, all right, we better get going here?
Yeah, I think our defense all year has been kind of like, we can bounce back. We really, you know, bend, don't break, and we can just kind of move on. We say play the next play a lot on our team, and that's kind of, we're like, well, you know, they scored, but we got a whole game now. So, I mean, every drive on defense, we were just like, kept locking it down as much as we could. And that didn't really even affect the first play. We're just kind of like, all right, we're settled in now, and let's go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, against a lot of other teams, Duxbury has really, once they find that first gear, they just don't stop. And they, next thing you know, it's a 35-10 game. How are you able to just, you know, just stop that rally quickly and just turn the page?
Yeah, I mean, Coach Ivani, our defensive coordinator, is a football mastermind. Like, he put up the perfect game plan for us. We all just had to do our job, do what we do, and we executed the hell out of it. And I mean, that offense is really good. They got really good receivers, but I think we kind of just dropped back. Our game plan was to make them run, since we knew some of the running backs were out, and contain them, and we did a pretty good job at that, and we just executed the game plan.
How much does that give you a lift? I'll ask you, Mike, on the line, and Jack. Anderson's out, pretty significant injury, it seemed like, on Thanksgiving. We were there for the game. Didn't look great. No Devin Toby. He, I think, went down in that game, too. Did that give you a lift knowing, all right, well, we've got third string running back coming in here? You still got to take it seriously, obviously, but did that give you a lift like, okay, we know we can contain this ground game?
Yeah, I think based on how our defense have played, like our front six, including our linebackers, Jack and Shea, that we were like a run-stopping team. So I think I don't think it really affected us because we obviously knew that Festa can still run the ball. He's a hell of a runner, so we just had to, just knowing that they were out, it was obviously a bit of a booster because it was less of a threat for them, obviously. But Festa is still able to run the ball, so we still had to do our job and have our proper run fits and get in our stay in our gaps.
The end of this half, I think, really looms large. And before we get to that Duxbury possession, I want to ask, Keegan, have you watched the replay of the no touchdown call, and how do you feel about it?
Yeah, I definitely watched that a couple times. I thought I was in. I thought, even though my body was going forward, I thought that I got the ball across when I caught it. And I also thought I also hit the pylon, too. But that ref had other ideas. But, I mean... After that, we just had to bounce back. That kind of sucked, but our defense just got us right back and got another stop, and it sucked, but we bounced back from it.
I think that was the most impressive part. That's a really deflating moment. I mean, you're it's a chance to take the lead going into the half. You give them the ball back, and they march it 98 yards. They get backed up, which is a credit to you guys being ready and just not giving them anything, but. Tell me about that stop at the end of the half, because I mean, that's your ball game, right? Like, with how the second half goes, if they go in there and they punch in a touchdown, or really even what ended up, if they had knocked in a field goal there, it just makes things a lot more difficult for you. So momentum-wise, going into the second half, how big was that stop, and how were you able to do it right on the goal line?
Yeah, I mean, our coaches, I forget if there was a timeout or something, we were talking to our coaches, and they just said, sell out, there's nothing to lose. Like, they were on the 2 or the 1 yard line, and like, Danny and Mike up front is some serious, like, you got to move some people to be able to get them out of the way. And we got a penalty call there, backed them up, and then we just sent everybody on the field goal, like, get him to miss. And it was definitely that brought us back from seeing Keegan's touchdown not get called, and then we get that mitt. It's like, wow, like, we're still in it.
Huge.
Yeah, you guys go through, we can look at the second half. Punt, turnover on downs, punt, 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 interception, interception, punt, fumble, turnover on downs, punt, interception. Finally, they get something going in the fourth quarter. They go down and kick a field goal. And again, it's another instance where they get down in the 10-yard line and you make a stop. And that keeps you alive, because if they score a touchdown there, that's going to make it nearly impossible for you guys to come back. The defense stands tall again. You get the ball back with 20 at your own 25, I should say, with 1:56 left. Andrew and Keegan, I mean, the mentality of that, of watching zeros go up on the board for the better part of two quarters, how do you get, what changed? What was the difference in that drive, and how are you still, how do you kind of muster that belief that we can go down and we can score?
Well, I mean, that was the last 1:56 of our high school football careers, and it was do or die in that moment. Everyone made plays on that drive, and we just didn't want to lose that game. We were going to do anything that we could to possibly win that game, and we did. So,
well, there was a sequence in there where it looked like it was in jeopardy of actually becoming a loss. Somehow Gates escapes pressure and is able to just dink that little pass off to you, and it leads to a huge play and keeps the drive going. What did you see on the breakdown there?
I knew he was going to throw to me, because I kind of just faked a screen, and then I kind of was just waiting for, like, a safety valve, and I saw Henry step up, and then I saw his eyes, and I knew he was going to throw it to me, and I just caught it, got as much as I could, and it was a big gain, so.
It was one of the more impressive throws that we saw, and on a day where it was a lot of good quarterback play, I mean, I don't think he had a foot on the ground as he threw it. He's in the grass, so it was pretty special. Talk to me about Henry, right, because I do feel like he's a bit unsung on this team because of the star power everywhere else on the roster. You guys got so many dudes. He throws two picks in the fourth quarter, and then for him to be able to bounce back like that, the response of him, I think, is a really great story on this drive. What does he give you in terms of confidence here, the senior quarterback of this team? How much does he drive the offense?
I mean, Henry's been my quarterback since freshman year. He's every year he improves game to game, week to week. He's always getting better. And to see him come back, stay cool and calm, really just brought the whole team together and made us, like, we knew we could do it. Like, we knew we were going to score on that drive.
That's pretty special to have that confidence again.
Looked like he saved the best drive of his career for the Super Bowl.
Right, from the very end. Defensively, you put up zeros so that all of those, you know, the punts and the turnovers don't mean anything. You had an interception, Keegan. Defense was a story, I think, really, of the game. I mean, it's the drive at the end is what gets remembered, but it's all of the zeros that you guys put up on along the way to give yourself still a chance at the end there. I mean, they were averaging like 38, 39 points a game. They're putting up big points on everybody. This game was so atypical for them throughout this playoff run because we've even seen they usually start slow and then just turn it on. But you didn't give them a chance in the second half. I know you've talked about the game plan, but what are the plays, you know, that you kind of go back on and you look at this game and say defensively, you know, this was the difference maker in the game?
Not trying to be selfish here, but I think my pick definitely helped that because they were inside the 10 again.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, this whole season, we've stopped so many drives inside our own 10, like against Hanover, Ashland, North Quincy, that I can remember. But I think our defense is just so tough. Like we're like JT said, we bend, don't break. And I think that definitely helped us get some momentum back. And then we had some big sacks. The defensive line was putting a ton of pressure on them. And then our DBs were playing some great coverage and to only let up one touchdown to that offense who, like you said, had been averaging nearly 40 points a game was just great performance all around.
I asked, now, am I right? You're close or you have a relationship with Brady Madigan, is that right?
Yeah, like we played each other growing up. He's a great kid. Like we were talking after the game and stuff.
Yeah,
about respect. Me and Andrew both were talking to him about.
Yeah, I thought that was impressive. I mean, to jump ahead, that was impressive to me. I mean, you guys are in this moment of like the highest glory, and so many of you guys were going over and talking to them. I thought it was an unbelievable, a really classy display on your part, and I thought that was one of the fun moments of the week. You know, there's so much that happens. We're there for, you know, four different Super Bowl games, and that was one of the highlights for me. So I thought that was an unbelievable move by you guys. But tell me about that wide receiver core, because, you know, Festa gets the headlines. He's going out and, you know, going 400 yards in a game every now and again, but it's the weapons. They're all over. And the depth that you guys, I think that even for as good as we know this defense has been, and I think that the defenses for both teams really get lost because of how good the offenses are, but the depth on defense surprised me a little bit. That there was no, you know, usually if it's Madigan is bottled up, maybe you can get Walsh too, and then Selesky can have a game because who's left? But you guys have all of them locked down. What is the depth for you guys? I mean, how do you get that done?
I mean, yeah, it was. I haven't played defense since I think it was week one,
mm-hmm.
and they put me back in this week to help with.
I was surprised to see with the knee.
I know, but Madigan was our main point to lock down. We know he can make a lot of plays, but we weren't focusing just on him. We knew Walsh is also a stud. Selesky's really good, but we just needed to rely on each other and trust each other and make sure that we were doing our own job and not trying to make plays for other people because that's where mistakes happen. So we really just locked down and did what we had to do.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. All right. Kind of within the Super Bowl game, I'll ask you too, Michael. I've asked you this once this year, Keegan. We spoke to you before, and I got to ask because it was a what-if question. Now it's a reality. Mm-hmm. Is this team better than the 18 team?
I think they're both teams are pretty similar. The defenses were both really locked down. The only difference on the offense is the receivers were a little bigger with like Nate Gould and Max Roach. I think our guys were a little quicker, shiftier, but and both lines were really, really good. So it's hard. I think our Super Bowl win was definitely a lot tougher because in 18 it was a blowout. So
it was pretty. Yeah, it was well in hand. Yours was definitely the more dramatic game.
Yeah, totally,
sure.
Totally.
And this sets up. I know Brennan's been asking our guests here tonight. This sets up because they move to the statewide format. It gives you an opportunity to play Duxbury. Makes your road a little bit tougher. But what was the feeling with that? Do we like the new format?
Yeah, I totally like the new format because it leaves ultimately the two best teams in the Super Bowl, which how it should be. So I think for the future, keep it like that. That'd be perfect because I think it makes that better a game, more dramatic. And obviously, this game was really dramatic and had a big it was just a big outcome for us, and it meant a lot, obviously, to our program and mm-hmm. to Coach Devine's legacy.
Yeah, and I think also, like, playing a team like East Longmeadow, we would have never played before. And then a team like Ashland, we probably wouldn't have played until, like, the Super Bowl or something. Mm-hmm. And same with Grafton, which those two teams were really, really good, both undefeated. But, like, playing teams that we really never could was just cool. And both those teams were really good.
Yeah, Brendan and I talked about weeks ahead. I mean, going into the Ashland game, right, because I thought that was a brutal draw as an 8 seed for you guys. That was a good team. We talked about, I think, of any 1 seed in the tournament, you had the toughest route outside of, I mean, not even. I think Franklin was also tough. But you guys, I mean, that the number of teams that you took down, and I think, and this is not to, I don't know which team is better, but the 18 team, it's just a different path. You guys went up against, I think, three very legitimate teams that were contenders for a title, that could have absolutely won that title, that, given a different route, get there, win it. Like, that was an unbelievable road that you guys, you know, blazed through the playoffs. It was a pretty special win. I want to ask, too, because we had them in studio earlier. I know there are guys you grew up playing with, Scituate and Cohasset, the youth program. Just how cool is it, these guys, two, you know, that play together in youths, and they're both Super Bowl champions in the same year?
It's pretty sweet. I mean, Mikey, Lucas, Jackie, I mean, everybody on that team is, I mean, we talked to them after they won their game. We were all watching it, and then when we won ours, it's like, I was getting nonstop text from them, and it was like, wow. Our coach, who one of our coaches of Psycho, mm-hmm. moved down to Florida, and he flew back up and watched both our games. So I think we're going to go out and get some dinner with all the boys.
That's pretty sweet. I got to ask, did you guys, I mean, you guys must have been an absolute terror on the Pop Warner fields. Like, did you ever lose a game?
Actually, Bridgewater was they were the power. We didn't win the Super Bowl until 8th grade, mm-hmm. but they won every other year. But then in 8th grade, we finally got over the hump.
So. I've always said that if Scituate and Cohasset combined to have one school, they would definitely be D1, possibly contending every year.
Yeah, well, you guys were pretty unbelievable. Congratulations. I mean, this is a really special win. Just, you guys, it was such a kind of a watershed moment for the 18 team. It's your first ever Super Bowl victory. But this really, guys, cements, I feel like, what you guys are doing. Kind of a letdown year in 19. Last year is such a, you know, it's just a crazy year. But you're right back in it this year. What does this do program-wise, just towards establishing yourself? It's no one-off. This is a Scituate team that is a serious Super Bowl contender year in, year out.
Yeah, I think when Coach Devine took over however many years ago, like 13 years ago, this was his goal. I mean, he's the GOAT. He's a great coach, great person. And this is what he's built in 18. Like, us underclassmen at the time saw what it took, saw what we needed to do. And then to cap it off senior year and win Coach another one, just awesome, because we all grew up playing together. And then Coach is just a great person, and this whole coaching staff, always there for you. They tell you how it is, but they truly love you, and it was just awesome to get him, Coach Devine, another one.
I'm just noticing now, we've got some Letterman's jackets. Are you wearing Aiden's jacket?
Am I? Oh, I'm wearing Aiden's jacket.
I didn't know if that was a nod to him or it's just...
Yeah. Yep,
that man's an imposter!
that's unbelievable. Okay, alright, so I didn't know if that was like, hey, we're not to him. That's pretty cool. Well, pretty cool for you. Two brothers in their senior year get it done, and for the team, congratulations, a Super Bowl win. I know it's an awesome moment. The last thing that I'll just ask you guys as a group of seniors here, what do you kind of walk away from this program? You know, what's going to be the memories and what has been, what has being a Scituate Sailor meant to you?
I mean, this whole season, our saying has been brothers for life. We've became so united throughout the season, all the ups and downs with COVID and mm-hmm. on and off the field, people were battling with stuff, but it really made us a tight group. Mm-hmm. We're never going to forget this group. All these memories we've made, it's awesome.
I think years down the road, we'll be at the TK O'Malley's bar and we'll be talking about the Super Bowl win. I think that's just the best part, that we've all became best friends and mm-hmm. fight through everything together and finally come out on top, and just feel so good. Just being a Scituate Sailor just meant the world to me.
Yeah, couldn't find it any better.
I think just playing with these guys, like majority of the team we played since we were third grade together, and just to go out on top, just is icing on the cake. I mean, we put in so much work for this, and we got what we wanted. And like Mike said, we're going to remember this for the rest of our life, like celebrating at Gillette Stadium. There's nothing like it. So,
yeah, you got, I have to imagine, the biggest play in Scituate history in the bank. I don't know if any
Maybe
other
Patriot
team can,
League history.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody can take that away. So you guys all a big part of that. Again, congratulations, Division 4 champions, Wire to Wire number one, ran the table at pretty special.